Romans chapter 2, beginning with verse 17. Now if you call yourself a Jew, and you find your comfort in the law, and you boast in God, and if you know His will, and you approve the things that really matter, since you are instructed by the law, and if you are convinced that you yourself are a guide for the blind, a light for those in darkness, an instructor of the ignorant, and a teacher of infants, since you have the essence of knowledge and truth in the law. Now then you, the one who is teaching someone else, do you fail to teach yourself? You who preach do not steal, do you steal? You who say do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who detest idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law bring shame on God by breaking the law. Yes, as it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Indeed, circumcision has value if you observe the law. On the other hand, if you are a lawbreaker, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. So if an uncircumcised person keeps the righteous requirements of the law, won't his uncircumcision be credited to him as circumcision? The one who is not circumcised physically, but who fulfills the law, will judge you who are a lawbreaker, even though you have the written law and circumcision. In fact, a Jew who is merely one outwardly is not really a Jew, and circumcision that is only outward in the flesh is not really circumcision. Rather, a real Jew is one on the inside, and his circumcision is of the heart, a spiritual circumcision, not one based on carrying out the letter of the law. That person's praise does not come from people, but from God. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.